Welcome to the Warrior's Wrath podcast. I'm your host, Josh Robertson. This podcast is like a training ground, a place for us to stay in the present moment, to make tomorrow count, where we'll absorb the philosophies of the ancients, and most importantly, where we'll forge ourselves into being fierce warriors. Though it has been quite a while since my last podcast, I'm very excited to be here for my first podcast of the new year. So, lots happened recently in the past 7 months. I'm sure it's been the same for all of you. There's been a lot of stuff that has changed, some of it very, very suddenly and without warning or even a just cause or reason. Now, the battle I've been facing every single day is whether to sit and stew in my own self-pity, or whether I should accept the reality that's placed in front of me, cut my losses, and go on to a better pasture. And this is something that every single one of us face at some point in our lives to some degree, I'm sure. Even if you're a cushy rich kid who's been given some Ferrari for your birthday, you know, it could bunk out on you, you could have a flat tire on the road, that'll probably still be the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your whole life. Still, we are all human, and who am I to talk down somebody else's fault, you know? So anyway, the moving on part is sometimes the hardest thing you can do, especially if you are dwelling or holding yourself in a point that isn't good for you. I've been doing a lot of this myself, even though I lie to myself about it. There's still the harsh reality of it, and you can either try and come up with reasons or excuses, point the finger, you know, reject the blame, or you can pick up your sticks, you can count what you got left, you can consider yourself lucky, and you can move on, because there's always something better around the corner, and when you start to find it, you'll realize it was there all along. It was kind of like staring you in the back, waiting for you to turn around and see it. It was always there to catch you when you fell, even if you didn't realize it was there and you decided to get up and leave. For me, this has been my dualistic practice, which I have talked about in previous podcasts. It is a practice that revolves around being one with the nature around you. And it has been an element that I have been lacking greatly. So, naturally, you know, seeing as I stuck my feet in the ground and I didn't want to move, the card of life decided to roll. And the rope that was around my neck got tighter and tighter until life forcibly dragged me in that direction. And I think we all can take something from this little metaphor of being tied to the side of the card of life. Because you see, life is a journey. It mightn't be the journey that you envision it being, but it's still your journey. And sometimes the things that you think matter don't really matter. And sometimes the things that you think don't matter actually matter the most. And this is all just a lesson, you know, discovery. It's all us on our journey in life. So when life gives us change, and it's giving us a reason to move on, it's giving us a reason to do better for ourselves, and it's also giving us a chance to avoid making those same mistakes again, to stop getting into the same scenario over and over and over again. Because you see, life is a very karmic thing. And there's a whole bunch of give and take. What you put out is what you get back. And the thing with karma is that you have the choice to perpetuate something or to leave it. Now, leaving things, like, I mean, sure, you might feel really, really powerful when somebody does you wrong and you decide to do wrong to them back. I'm the same. I kind of love doing that shit, you know what? Sparks up my ego and it makes me feel like an absolute fucking beast. But the thing that is even more boss, the thing that really sets the strong apart from the brave, is their willingness to say no, their willingness to say, this ends with me. I'm not putting the time and energy into this because it's not worth it, because I am worth more. That is the true cornerstone foundation of being a warrior, much like the samurai. As you see, the samurai around the time of my Uncle Musashi, they would go and they would face each other to the death. And what for? Bragging rights, ego, absolutely fucking nothing. Their kids would hear that their great-great-great-grandfather died in a show of dick sizing. Literally. In a show of comparing the size of his dick to somebody else's in the street. And he got cut down for it. Is that really a just way to die? Is that really a good use of your time, your energy, and the effort that you have to put into your life here on Earth? I'll tell you right now. No, it fucking is not. It's not worth a single effort. What is worth it, and what will reap rewards, is saving that. Life gives you all of this reason I hate. You fucking change that. You transmute that into something beautiful. You take your pain and you transmute it like the artist does to make something even better. That is a life task, and that is a life purpose of every single warrior. Because, and this has been a real harsh reality that I've had to come to, life ain't fair. Life don't give a shit. Life don't play by the rules that you want it to. Life has its own agenda. And sometimes you end up on the bottom of the barrel. Sometimes you end up with a boot pushing your head to the fucking floor. And life is testing you like it always does. It wants to see if you're the kind of warrior that will push back, that will fight. Or it might be trying to see if you're the kind of warrior that will lie down, because there is no point fighting. It's so hard to tell what the difference is, because we all have our own individual journeys. Because sometimes, you know, life will be hard when you have a goal in mind, when you have something that you want to achieve, and it will keep on putting barriers in the way, and it will keep on trying to stop you. But it could just be testing your resolve. It might naturally be stopping you altogether. It could just be seeing how much balls you got. Or it could be stopping you because it's the, you know, wrong path for you. I know this isn't really helpful at all, because that's just cryptic as all hell, but unfortunately, again, that is life. You can ask any wise sage about their journey. You can ask anyone for advice, but they will only be telling you from their own perspective. A good bit of advice that I like to give, not even give, but the advice I live by, is I will only take advice from somebody who is in a position that I want to be. If I'm a dead shit, piece of fuck, nothing, good for nothing, you know, loser, trying to tell me about living my life when I look at their life and it's in shambles compared to what I have, why would I want to take that advice if it's going to put me in the same spot that they are? You see, you got to find an example. You got to find a pinnacle point of something to aim for. I find that with a fair few of the people I read. You know, my Hatsune Musashi, I did a podcast on that guy because I love that dude. And just his overall spirit, his willingness to walk the path of being alone, and, you know, live out his life to be the absolute best. You know, it's a very humble existence when you look at the actual success that most of the other people achieve in the world, the super yachts, the 15 mansions across 14 different countries, you know. You can compare and you can think that this guy, Miyata Musashi, was just some crazy, scarred up lunatic who was had a knife fetish and would basically just cut people down for the point of it. But really, he was a monk. He was such a spiritual warrior. Because, now this is the thing, like, because he followed his own path. Sure, his father was a samurai and he had these other things, you know, there, but he still left his, you know, family and kind of is ostracized and walked down that path of himself to make a name for himself. Not once did he ever try and get up on his father's name, like most of the people in this world. He was a true fitting warrior. And I read about him, and I read his books, because his books hold wisdom. In him, you know, writing down all of this stuff, and me going and reading it, I'm able to take what he's experienced and add it to my own experiences, which helps me solidify certain ideas. It helps me rewrite other ones. It helps me forget the other ones as well, you know? This development of knowledge that I take from these people in positions or, you know, who have attributes that I want to take something from helps me grow as a person. That is something that we should all do. We should all find heroes. I'm not talking superheroes, people that do things that, you know, are extraordinary. If that's something you wanted to go for it. No, I mean like my grandfather, right? My grandfather is my hero through and through. The man has achievements that make me shudder in my boots. And he's at a point where he is retired and he could, you know, take a lot of time off from that. He could spend time with his family, which he does. He does spend lots of time with his family. But still, what he was doing work with the church. He had like a big relationship in the church, and quite recently, he set up a kitchen, like a soup kitchen. So he has all of these people. Anyone can go there, getting soup, and he walks around and he, you know, makes sure these people have houses. He makes sure these people are fed. He gives them some biscuits and stuff. He sits down and hears them out. People most of society would brush off and step over. My grandfather, one of the most successful men I've ever encountered in my life, will treat them like the human beings they are. And that is the heroic aspect that I admire him for. It's that selflessness and that willingness to sacrifice your time, your effort, your energy to ensure that life is better for other people. That is a true spiritual calling, and that is what I call conviction. Maybe you have somebody like this in your life. I would definitely suggest, if you do, that you go up to them and you express to them exactly how they inspire you and what you admire about them. By doing this, you will create a bond inside yourself to get there. You will see the results of the work that you're yet to do in front of you. And you will have a good inspiration for achieving that mindset or whatever it is that you need to achieve everything that you want to in life. Now, I'm going to encapsulate this again. Life ain't fair. Life don't give a shit. Life ain't going to play by your rules. But if you want to get something out of life, you got to get up and you got to take it. Now, I mean, there are some people who go by means that are pretty malicious and harmful to other people. There are people who go by means that are like real community-like and, you know, share. Somebody might get there faster, somebody might get there slower. It might work well for somebody, it might work well for another person. That doesn't matter. We all have our own personal journey. The details don't matter for shit. But you still gotta realize that you're number one. Ain't nobody looking out for you. Like, you gotta look out for yourself. Ain't nobody going to give you the things that you want. If they give you the things you want, that kind of defeats the purpose. You got to go out there and you got to work for it. You got to say, I want this. I'm going to keep on going at this until I get this. And I'm not taking no for an answer. That is the true spirit of the warriors that we embody and are growing into. Thank you all for sticking around, for listening to my podcast. This is your first time listening to it, or if you've listened to all my other ones, I don't mind. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've been able to take something from this. Obviously, you know, there's that whole like, subscribe thing. Do that if you want. I don't really mind. I'm kind of getting this stuff out there for the people who will listen to it, so whatever fucking recognition might come, let it be. So thank you. Have a lovely morning, night, whatever it is. And I look forward to meeting you all on the battlefield.